Hi, Paul Slackus, Good News Planet, Good News Broadcast. Welcome. Oh, there's our happy face, okay? Remember, we've had our happy face with our company, Milestone Broadcast Corporation, for a long time. It'll be 22 years in July 4th. And our logo has been this happy face with arms and legs, so we can have some animation in our jingles that you heard. And as well as we have the four or five colors, actually, of humanity, which are black, brown, red, yellow, and white, okay? And shades of Homo sapiens, though. That's the bottom line. We're all brothers and sisters. So today, I'm going to start off with a thought for the day that I have read many a time. I'm out here in Montauk, and at the Montauk Manor, my lovely life, beautiful place. Sometimes we are able to go here if it's not rented, and if you need to rent a place, I can't recommend the Montauk Manor more highly. It's almost running it beautifully and honorably and cleanly, almost like a hospital. Everywhere it's being taken care of, and everywhere out in Montauk is just so gorgeous. And we're going to focus today on some Montauk realities of life, and what that is nature. Nature and good, kind, loving people. So I'm going to read a thought for today, and my prayer for you today is comfort on difficult days, smiles when sadness intrudes, rainbows to follow the clouds, laughter to kiss your lips, sunsets to warm your heart, hugs that when sparks sag, beauty for your eyes to see, friendship to brighten your being, confidence for when you doubt, faith so that you can believe, courage to know yourself, patience to accept the truth, a love to complete your life. So I want to remind everybody, we have a 3 o'clock show every day, and then at 7 o'clock, I'm doing it out here. I was over at the Gurney's Inn, and I rang the bell, and the security came over and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm ringing the bell for you." And then a couple other people were clapping. So, you know, I think that maybe it's special for the New Yorkers. As you know, 7 o'clock, we ring bells and we yell and we thank the heroes that are helping us during that difficult time. That is not over yet, and we need to still be diligent, but we're praying that it looks better and continues to be better. So this weekend, I want to mention that we'll put a story up. I interviewed Christian Roget, and we're connected in as one of the charities. There's MINI gatherings for it's the World Rainforest Day on the 21st, and the International Day of the Tropics, and then there's going to be on the 28th and 29th, actually our Peace Day and the Woodstock Forever movie will be at an event happening at the New Yorker on Key Biscayne Boulevard. And we'll be able to, they have a website called artbasil.org and see some of these things. But on our website, goodnewsplanet.tv, you can go there and see what's going on with this event. The other thing I wanted to speak about today actually was that, you know, we really have a lot of good shows. You know, just this morning I interviewed a doctor from Yale New Haven who talked about some new technology with the company AstraZeneca, who is a real good corporate citizen, in which they were talking about the lungs and talking about cancer and about how they are coming up with some one of the leading association events, they presented some new findings on how to deal with lung cancer. Okay, and so I think it's an important study. I think that you ought to know that good news, around 30 to 40% of it is for health and wellness. I want to know more about health, and we are always honored to be able to get to talk to these very, very influential doctors and wellness gurus, and for years, so I'd say 1,000 maybe, they make sense. This information could maybe help you, help friends, save their life. So keep your eye on what we're doing, because we're doing good, and we have been doing good news for a long time. We're very honored that we took this mission of what we are is what we are for each other, and continued on with that mindset. Now, I have a little saying here. I think I might have read it a little bit, but maybe I can even paraphrase it. And what that basically is that, you know, this is graduation time. My two grandchildren graduated, and I'm very, very honored, into middle school, into high school. But life is a lot about values. And values are very important, and your conscience is very important as well. And so here's a little, it's on our website as well. It's about a father who, his son graduated, and he got him a car. This car was like 50 years old. And what he suggested for his son to do was to take the car and see how much if he wanted to sell it and take the money, what he could get for it. And so he said to the son, why don't you go down to the used car lot and see what they say. So he goes down to the used car lot, and the used car lot salesperson says to him, you know, this car's pretty beat up. It's 50 years old, okay? And so, look, I'll give you $1,000 for the car. And the father said to him, don't, you know, make any sale. Just come back and tell me what happened. So he goes back to his dad, and the dad says to him, $1,000. Okay, listen, I want you to go to somebody else. So take it down to the pawn shop and see what they say about your car. Goes down to the pawn shop, and the pawn broker or the person working at the shop says, I'll give you $100 for the car. This thing is so old that, you know, who's going to, how am I going to even sell this thing? Goes back to his dad. Dad says, well, $100, that's like you're going down here. But I have one last suggestion. There's a car club, okay? I'm going to call it a Volkswagen. He's using a Mustang. But since we have a company, Volkswagen 75, an old guy, go to the Volkswagen group. Okay, of which I've met some out here in Montauk now, and my car's in Watermill right now, and figuring out how I'm going to get it back. It rusted out, and I got to rust it by the back. So he goes to the Volkswagen Car Association out here, and they say to him, oh my God, this thing is a classic. This is unbelievable. I think he used the 67 Mustang, mine's a 75 Bug. Well, maybe $100,000. The kid goes, oh my God. He goes back to the dad, and the dad says, now, life sometimes is about value. You know, what might be of an old jalopy to one might be golden to somebody else. And that is, you need to go, as he suggests, those who know your value are those who appreciate you. And never stay in a place where no one sees your value. So value is important. You also have to have a nice conscience. We're working with a FOPAL organization and Federation of World Peace and Love, working on a conscience show. I actually literally think that conscience is really what runs our brains and our actions. If you have a good conscience and you don't want to hurt anybody, you don't hurt anybody. If you have a bad conscience, you might not really, are confused conscience or don't know any better, you possibly could hurt somebody. So let's pray for those that have a, support those that have a good one. Let's support those that don't have a good one, but let's try to get to them before they hurt somebody, even including themselves. So that's another concern and an important thought, I believe. So what I wanted to focus on today, and I'm going to turn the camera around because my buddy Kenny has allowed me to do a story in here for, I don't know, over 10 years. And he calls it the Montauk Sun. And the Montauk Sun is like a fantastic magazine. We have our column in here. As I said, we have the happy faces. And look how happy my face is. You know why I'm so happy? Because I have hair. No, that's how long I've been in there. Alrighty, and
And so we put a nice column in here. This month we're talking about that we have so much content we'd like to share it, and serious potential cures for COVID, and the director of cancer and COVID for the CDC, doctors of natural medicine, ophthalmologists, yoga, breathing, you know, we just keep going, and that was our prayer we read today. But Montauk is so cool. It is so cool. I went over to the Walking Dunes. Not many people even know about it, but, oh no, all right. Well, the video's still going. Boy, the sun sets like this. I have almost the same exact picture I took. You can go out there and on like a surfboard and stand up and paddle. And you go out there on a canoe. And there's a lot of out there's to go to. There's the Napag Bay, there's Fort Pond. There's some other locations worthy of going to. So Kenny put together the Montauk Sun. Kenny did remind me here, number one firm, that throughout July, they will continue on with their music festival, which is very, very special. And so I think July 7th, if you go to montauksun.com, you can learn more information about that event. But he's going to have, I think, two acts, and they're going to appear, I think, either once or twice a week. I'm going to put the information, the real details, and share them. But, you know, this is just such a special place. There's many special places, we know that. And it's important to be appreciative of wherever you are, all the time. Make somebody laugh. Here's our good friend, Ingrid. She's wild, has a lot of stories about food and the Harvest Restaurant. And so there's a lot of great places out here. That was my place. I'm looking to rent it. If you know anybody that's looking to rent a place for the summer, let me know. So what else we have here? Okay, Montauk Strong. Moving New York Forward, A Guide to Reopening. There's some information that's important. Hampton Television. But it is pretty stuff out here. So I just wanted to update you. The Montauk Music Festival. 2020 won't be remembered as a great summer concerts. But as I say, they're working on some of a virtual Montauk Music Festival. They did it, and it's a fundraiser. It'll be held next summer. Say July 11th, Marshall Tucker Lighthouse fundraising concert. It will be held in August 21st. Okay, that's a big deal. And so keep your eye on this, and come on out here, because you know, you really don't know how difficult life is until you sometimes get away from what you're living under. There's the Marshall Tucker Band. I know I was in the city, quarantined, very serious about taking care and being professional and honorable to me and to my family or friends around me. Guildhall has some stuff there in East Hampton. And we have our famous playhouse. This was the first indoor tennis courts. Can you believe that? That's pretty cool, huh? Actually, the Montauk Manor, where we are, is one of the first squash courts, because the guy, Carl Fisher, who built Miami Beach, he came here and made it into a beautiful place. And Kenny's paper, Earth Montauk Sun, can be picked up all over Manhattan. And it's got some places in Brooklyn, I believe, as well. Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and Oyster Bay. Cool stuff. Okay, well, you can't beat it. It's good stuff. Thank you, Kenny. So here's Good News Planet. I thank you all. And one more time, thought for the day. And we'll put some video to go along with it. Put the audio of the of this upcoming event for the World Rainforest Day and the Day for the Tropics. But let me end one more time, because this is the answer, I believe. Comfort on difficult days. We need to stick together. Smiles when sadness intrudes. Laughter to kiss your lips, rainbows to follow the clouds, hugs when spirits are sagging, sunsets to warm your heart. Boy, this is sunset. Look at this sunset. Oh, my God. Okay, beauty for your eyes to see, confidence for when you doubt, courage to know yourself, patience to accept the truth, faith so that you can believe, love so you can complete your life. All right, everybody. I never talk so much in a show, but that's just the way it is. You know, I'm adapting to our situation here as well on what we should do and what we shouldn't do. But I do want to end with one prayer once again, or a moment of silence. Maybe Claire can do a little exercise for us. And maybe we can just be very appreciative of everybody around us and say our prayers to those that aren't with us due to unnatural causes, and be thankful for so many people that really go out of their way to make life a better place for us all. And ring those bells still in New York. I heard they're not ringing as much as they were, but whether they're ringing or not, just keep appreciative of everybody and everywhere you go, of all. And still believe and still have faith. Faith is the name of the game. And have love in your soul. Even if somebody doesn't seem so loving, love them. Love them more. All right, I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.